每一次灵会都是我们这半年当中带领牧道者能够让他们进入主里面的一个机会。
And we use this opportunity to bring our visitors and friends to know the Lord.
利用这个机会，我们比较专心、比较长的时间来学习神的话语。
And we use this period of time to get to study the Word even further.
那所以我们要像圣经里面所记载的，我们大家一起聚集在神的圣堂里，如同一人，然后来为神的福音来努力。
And according to the Bible, we would gather here together, united as one, to further study the Bible.
我们来看一些经节，以斯拉尼希米记第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah, chapter 8.
第一节。
Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节说，到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里。那时，他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将神借摩西传给以色列的律法书带来。
Chapter 8, verse 1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel.
第二节说，七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
Verse 2, so Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of, assembly of men and women and all who could hear the, with understanding on the first day of the seventh month.
第三节说，在水门前的宽阔处，从清早到晌午，在众男女一切听了能明白的人面前读这律法书，众民侧耳而听。
Verse 3, then he read from it in theopen square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand and the ears of all the people who were attentive to the book of the law.
这是在尼希米的时代，以色列被掳归回重建圣殿以后，他们再一次的复兴信仰的一个记载。
And during the period of Ezra, the, all those who were scattered, through, all the Israelites who wereWho were taken away from Jerusalem were brought back together to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, and they used this opportunity to review the law.
那这个时候的圣殿已经重建完成，他们百姓从被掳之地归回到耶路撒冷城，个人住在个人的城里了。
So at this time, the temple has been rebuilt, and the Israelites who were now living in other nations.Returned to Jerusalem and lived in their own homes.
他们的信仰其实是起起伏伏的。
And at this time, their lives was very, were not very orderly.
那到那个时候，到尼希米他在犹大帝当省长的时候，他这一次特别记载说，那时候以色列众人他们如同一人聚集在水门的宽阔处，然后以斯拉呢要将神的律法书呢。带来在百姓面前读给他们听。
At this time, the people were gathered as one in the open square by the water gate, and Ezra read the book of the law of Moses to the Israelites.
那这次是百姓他们主动的请以斯拉文士以斯拉把神的律法书要读给他们听。
And the people were motivated to ask Ezra the priest to read the book of the law to them.
那时候他们并没有像我们每个人今天人手有一本本身的律法书可以读的，随时在家里就可以读，没有那么好的。
At the time, the Israelites were not as blessed as we are, who have copies of the Bible so we can read at home.
他们当时候要听神的律法书，一定是要请文士、立位人读给他们听。
For the Israelites to hear the word of the law, they must have asked the priests or the Levites to read it to them.
那时候，他们百姓他们是如同一人聚集在一起，然后是请以斯拉来把律法书带来读给他们明白。
The Israelites had to gather together as one person and ask Ezra the scribe to read the law to them.
在以斯拉记第三章第一节，当以色列百姓被掳归回的时候，他们曾经也有一次，如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷，为了要重建圣殿，要筑坛献祭。
When the Israelites In Ezra chapter 3, when the Israelites were gathered together to prepare and building the temple, they also gathered together again and to ask Ezra to read the law to them.
那时候是他们是刚刚从被掳之地归回，他们要重建圣殿的时候，他们要先筑坛献祭。
at the time, they were just returned from the from various other nations, and they were beginning the preparation to build the temple.
他们要重建信仰的时的的以前呢，他们先如同以前聚集在一起。
They were gathered together to rebuild their faith and spirituality.
那在尼希米记第八章这里，他们要神要读神的律法书以前，他们一样如同以前聚集在一起。
In Nehemiah chapter 8, they were again they were.
他们聚集在一起，为了要能明白神的律法。
They were gathered again together to understand the word of God.
那其实这个就是我们今天灵会的时候，我们聚集的主要目的也是在这里。
And this is also the purpose for us in gathering for the spiritual convocation.
我们大家把时间拨出来啊，有的请假，然后有的特别拨空来这里聚集，为了什么？
People have specifically set this time apart to get to know God. They had to ask, have taken a day off from work.
也是为了要重建我们的信仰，让我们的信仰再一次的扎根在主耶稣基督这个磐石上。
And we would, and this is, we were to revive our spirituality based on the rock of Jesus Christ.
然后我们是为了要能够更明白神的律法，能够神的法则。
And for us to understand the law of God even more further.
那这个时候最重要就是我们能够如同一人聚集在一起。
We use this opportunity to gather together and united as one.
那我们聚集在一起的时候，那我们可以一起来称颂神。
And when we are together, we can draw closer to God.
所以我们如果看第八章的第五节。
So if we look at chapter 8 verse 5.
于是他站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来了。
Chapter 8 verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
第六节说，以斯拉称颂主至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿们阿们，就低头就面伏一地敬拜神。
Verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
那这一段就看到说，以斯拉百姓呢，他们真的是对神的律法存着一个非常敬畏的态度，要在聆听的。
And we can see that the Israelites had a very reverent attitude toward the law of God.
然后这个以斯拉呢，他就真的啊，很忠实的把神的律法书读给他们明白。
And Ezra then read the law of God to the Israelites.
当然以色列众人聚集在一起，这么多人啊，以斯拉他有一些啊立位人的工人跟他协助他一起来把律法讲给百姓明白。
And along with the Levites there, Ezra read the law to the Israelites.
那所以第八节说，他们清清楚楚的念神的律法书，讲明义事，使百姓明白所念的。
And so verse 8, so they took this, so they read distinctly from the book and the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
那这个今天也就是我们在教会里面能够学习神的话语呢，神的法则，我们很重要的一个原则就是能够啊，传讲人能够清清楚楚的把神的律法讲明白，让百姓都能够清楚。
So as we gather here today to understand the law of God, it's the speakers will the responsibility of speakers to help explain to the listeners very clearly the law of God.
那当我们当众人都能够明白神的律法的时候，这个时候神的灵啊，就会感动人。
And when the law is explained, the spirit of God will then move the listener.
那神的灵感动了，众人明白律法之后，就会为自己的过去的行为哀哭。
And when the listener is moved by the law of God, or by the spirit of God, they would then cry for their sins in the past.
所以第九节，省长以尼希米跟做祭司的文士以斯拉，并教训百姓的立位人，对众民说：“今日是主你们神的圣日，不要悲哀哭泣。这是因为众民听见律法书上的话，都哭了。”
So that's what in verse 9 it says. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest, and the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law."
他们听见律法书上的话会哭，是因为他们对照律法书发现自己的亏欠。
The people wept after hearing the law because by hearing the law they understood their shortcomings.
那他们觉得说在神面前既然有亏欠， 他们的哭泣就代表他们心情想要回转。
And by, by understanding where, they,、where their faults were, the Israelites cried、because they wished to、turn back.
那这个时候，这个时候，这些利未人呢，就告诉他们说，第十节。
And that's what the Levites then told them.
你们去吃回美的，喝甘甜的，有不能预备的就分给他们，因为今日是主我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁，因为靠神而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
In verse 10, then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
那这里就看到说，他们众人一如同一人聚集在这里呢，他们事实上是有一种很甜美的属灵团契的。
We can see, when they are gathered together, we see that their fellowship is very sweet.
他们先对神的话语有感动以后。
They were moved by the word of God.
那这个时候，神这些利未人意识到，他们告诉百姓说呢，要让那些不能预备的，就是有缺欠的，大家能一起在主里面享受。
And Israel then told the people that to send portions to those whom nothing is prepared, meaning that all the Israelites together will partake in this fellowship.
因为他说今天是主我们的神的圣日啊。
Because today is a holy day to the Lord.
所以每一个人其实都在主里面应该是没有缺欠的，没有缺乏。
And thus everybody in the Lord should not have any lacking.
大家都彼此分享，能够从神所得的，能够让每一个人都能够分享到这个神的恩典。
And everyone is to share so that everyone will be able to participate in the blessing of the Lord.
所以因为靠着神来的喜乐是我们每个人的力量，我们每个人在这个基础上都能够信仰跟成长跟健壮。
Because everyone is to participate in the, because joy of the Lord is the strength for everyone.
然后大家都去吃喝了，就众民都大大的快乐。
And everybody is to eat and drink, and everybody was to be joyful.
因为他们都明白所教训他们的话，因为他们知道神的法则，他们也知道神的心意。
And everybody is to understand the word of God, so therefore understand the law of God and what God expects from them.
他们也照着神的指示去做了。
And they went and execute the law of God according to God's instructions.
那带来的就是众民大大的快乐，如同一人大大快乐。
And this brought happiness to everybody.
所以这一个景象，其实有今天我们所要追求的目标。
And this is the goal that we wish to pursue.
我们大家能够同心的在这里来学习神的律法。
That everyone is able to gather together to learn the law of God.
能够被神的话语感动。
So that and the word of God can move us.
能够立定心智，能够改变我们过去所行的，如果有在神面前有亏欠的。
Then we can change our faults that we have had in the past.
然后弟兄姐妹。能够彼此分享团契。
And for the brothers and sisters to share in a fellowship.
那我们能够明白神的意思，能够亲近神，那么我们一定可以从神得到力量。
And if we are together in God, then we can receive strength from God.
那整个教会一定是大大的喜乐。
And the entire church will be joyful.
那喜乐会带来感动，会吸引更多人来加入这个属灵的团体。
The joy in the church will then move other people and will attract other people to our church.
是让神的名得荣耀，那教会一定更兴旺。
This will glorify God's name and it will build up this church.
我们现在来祷告。
Now we are going to pray together.
我们求主耶稣帮助感动我们圣灵运行在我们当中，让我们众民弟兄姐妹能够如同一神。
Let's pray for the Spirit of God to move each one of us so that we be united as one.
我们如果愿意的话，我们可以到前面一起来祷告。
And we would like to invite everyone to come up front to pray.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let us pray together.